You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, guys, wokeness in sports may be dying. It may be dying, folks. Now, back in 2020, the Washington Redskins got woke because the cancel culture mob went after them for the name, the Redskins. As you guys know here on this channel, we do not refer to the Washington Commanders as the Commanders. They are the Redskins. They've always been the Redskins. And the Cowboys-Redskins rivalry has been epic. Did you guys actually see that game this past Sunday between the Redskins and the Cowboys? The last 3 minutes, man, were great. They were great. But in 2020, wokeness infiltrated the Redskins, all because of the George Floyd situation. That was the excuse for actually going out there and canceling the Redskins name. And it wasn't just the Redskins, guys. It was also Uncle Ben's black man on the right spots. Oh, no, we can't have black representation, so he must go. Aunt Jemima, she had to go too. Mia, Land O'Lakes, she has to go too. Wokeness killed everything. And now in light of the election victory by President Trump, wokeness seems to be dying, folks. Because now the Washington Commanders, in quotations, are now uncanceling the Redskins logo. It's going to be back. Now, in what capacity? I'm thinking, guys, that that Washington is actually going to be wearing the Redskins jerseys as throwbacks. I'm thinking that's going to happen. Now, definitely probably not this season, but next season. And I do believe, man, that there's a possibility that the Redskins nickname is going to be coming back. I really do, man. Commanders, man, that has to be the worst name in professional sports, along with the Cleveland Guardians. Actually, guys, the Guardians name is pretty bad, too. Bring back the Indians. Bring back Chief Wahoo. Because cancel culture is over with. Over with. I remember, guys, who was it? Tanya Snyder, when Dan Snyder actually owned the Redskins, and they were going by the Commanders. The woke mob got outraged because she had said, hail the Redskins. Yeah, they freaked out about that after the team actually changed the name. But let's go ahead and get into this. It says here, Washington Redskins managing partner Josh Harris and the NFL Commanders ownership group, Redskins ownership group, have agreed to uncancel the Redskins, the iconic Blackfoot Chief logo history. In a post on Facebook by Republican Montana Senator Steve Daines, the congressman wrote that, quote, the censorship of the former Commanders logo was a classic case of woke gone wrong. I applaud the Commanders, Redskins, and the NFL for their commitment to never censor the logo again. Yeah. Now, the family of the man that was the inspiration for the Redskins logo, they're happy about this. They're happy about this. This is what Senator Daines actually said, quote, and for working with the Walter Blackie Wetzel family to restore the logo to a place of prominence and honor to benefit Indian country. He added, mentioning the Native American artist who used Blackfoot Chief John Two Guns White Calf as the inspiration for the logo the NFL team used for almost 50 years. But white leftists got triggered, so therefore we must actually wipe out Indian representation, just like they did with Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's and Mia. Dare I say, guys, that these people are racist? That's what I believe. In 2020, the team announced it was removing Redskins from his name, and 2 years later announced the National Professional Football Team would be called the Washington Commanders. The name change came about from pressure from the cancel culture mob following the death of George Floyd and those who claim that the term was racist and offensive to Native Americans. But thing is, man, these white leftists, never, ever, ever talked to Native Americans. No. Just like they didn't talk to black people about Aunt Jemima or Uncle Ben's. But let's go ahead, guys, and listen to Steve Daines right here. Let's play it.
We were calling out leaders on a case of really woke gone wrong. The irony that they were canceling Native American culture as the DEI movement went way too far. Look, this is honoring a Blackfeet chief who was born in Montana. He's highly esteemed. The Blackfeet Tribe of Montana, their current chairman and the tribal council signed a letter in strong support to bring the logo back. It honors Indian country. So we've had good discussions with the NFL and with the commanders. There's good faith negotiations going forward that's going to allow this logo to be used again. Perhaps revenue is going to a foundation that could help Native Americans in sports and so forth. We're making good progress. And based on the good faith negotiations, I made a decision to support this bill yesterday in the committee.
I know that they put a plaque up at Northwest Stadium honoring Wetzel and the logo. It'll be great to see it back on the helmets again. Senator, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, there you have it, guys. I believe the future is probably looking bright for the Redskins to actually come back to Washington. It needs to, man. The Commanders is a terrible name. The Washington Redskins, man, that was one of the most prominent franchises in the NFL. But wokeness took him out. Under the name of George Floyd? Really? Now, guys, look at this here. I didn't know about this here. Check this out. Earlier this year, a local DC news station came under fire when it was revealed that it was blurring or removing the logo, the Redskins logo, in archival footage and photographs of the team, Tampa Free Press noted. And in February, the NFL censored the logo on its X account when honoring previous Super Bowl winners, Daines noted during his remarks on the Senate floor. He also pointed out that the team had been selling a shirt that also blocked the logo. What? Daines has said he would approve legislation for the building of a new stadium for the Commanders, Redskins, as long as the team agreed to never censor the logo again or degrade it. That includes the team using the logo again in some shape or form, i.e. historical images, videos, merchandise, even using the logo of the team should want to use it in throwback game jersey, etc. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle noted. Yeah, I believe that Washington should go ahead and actually start selling Redskins t-shirts again. That's what they should do. And they should allow people to actually wear headdresses and stuff inside the stadium. Because we know that the fans of Washington, they're not fans of the Commanders. I mean, guys, when you look at the history of Washington, we're talking about Joe Gibbs, man. Joe Gibbs was the coach of the Redskins, not the Commanders. Their best days, man, when they won Super Bowls, how can you actually blur out that time period, man, in the 80s when they were winning Super Bowls? They were and always will be the Redskins. So bring back the Redskins totally. If you want to start off, you know, with just some merch and stuff like that, yeah, go ahead and do it, man. But I believe it needs to come back fully. Change the name back to the Redskins. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.